This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The United States is cutting off aid to the Central American countries of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. This comes a day after U.S. President Donald Trump criticized the countries for sending migrants to the United States. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, called Trump's order a reckless announcement and urged Democrats and Republicans alike to reject it. Meanwhile, a Trump administration official says border officials will aim to more than quadruple the number of asylum seekers sent back over the southern border each day. This is in response to the growing number of Central Americans arriving in the country. It was the latest attempt to ease a straining immigration system, which officials say is at the breaking point. On Friday, President Trump threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border in the coming days.
Mexico is going to have to do something, otherwise I'm closing the border. I'll just close the border. And with a deficit like we have with Mexico and have had for many years, closing the border will be a profit-making operation.
Economists say closing the border will have serious economic repercussions for both the U.S. and Mexico. The Israeli military says five rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel early Sunday, following a day of protests that saw Israeli troops kill four Palestinians near the territory's border. The rocket attack threatens to undermine Egyptian-mediated efforts to reach a deal that Gaza's Hamas leaders hope will ease a crippling Israeli-Egyptian blockage of the crowded territory. No casualties were reported, and no Palestinian group claimed responsibility, though they appeared to be in retaliation for the protesters' deaths. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.